他确实他得工作，他得这个维系他的家庭，然后呢他还得这个长途跋涉的去上班，但是呢他不能够让自己丧失去聆听。
好开始吧。
可以了。嗯。Krishna Maharaj, now we can start.
Okay. Jai Radha Madhava.Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balama Kiribada Dhani Thank you. Gopi Jana Balama Kiribada Dhani Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana RajaYashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rangana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jai Radha Madhava Late song, I'm going to skip that. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Okay. 33.Kim punar brahmana punya bhakta raja sayastata anicham asukam lokam imam prapya bhajashvamam Kim punar brahmana punya bhakta raja sayastata anicham asukam lokam imam prapya bhajashvamam One more. Kim punar brahmana punya bhakta raja sayastataAnicham asukam lokam imam prapya bhajashvamam. Okay, word for word. Kim?
Kim?
How much?
更不用说。
Puna?
Puna?
Again?
再次。
Brahmanaha?
Brahmanaha?
Brahmanas?
Brahmana, hello man.
Punyaha?
Punyaha?
Righteous.
正直的
Bhaktaha Devotees
奉献者
Raja Rishaya Saintly Kings
圣洁的国王
Tata
Also
Anicham
Anityam.
Temporary.
短暂的。
Asukam.
Asukam.
Full of miseries.
充满痛苦。
Lokam.
Lokam.
Planet.
星球。
Imam.
Imam.
This.
这。
Prapya.
Prapya.
Gaining.
获得。
Vajashva.
Vajashva.
To be engaged in loving service.
做爱心服务。
Mom.
Mom.
Unto me.
向我。
And how much more so is this of the righteous brahmanas, devotees, and the saintly kings, therefore having come to this temporary, miserable world, engage in loving service unto me.
译文更不用说正直的 brahmana.奉献者和圣洁的众人，因此既然已经来到了这短暂的世界，不负所爱心。
In this material world, there are classifications of people, but after all, this world is not a happy place for anyone. It is clearly stated here, "Anicham asukam lokam." This world is temporary and full of miseries.Not habitable by any sane gentleman. This world is declared by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be temporary and full of miseries. Some philosophers, especially Mayavad philosophers, say that this world is false. We can understand from Bhagavad Gita that the world is not false, it is temporary. There is a difference between temporary and false. This world is temporary, but there is another world which is eternal.This world is miserable, but another world is eternal and blissful. Arjuna was born in the saintly royal family. To him also the Lord says, take my devotional service and come quickly back to Godhead, back to home. No one can remain in this temporary world full as it is with miseries. Everyone should attach himself to the bosom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that he can be eternally happy. The devotional service of the Supreme Lord is the only process by which all problems of classes of men can be solved. Everyone should therefore take to Krishna consciousness to make his life perfect.
要知，这个物质世界有各种各样的问题，但毕竟对谁都不是一块乐土。是明确的说，这个世界短暂又充满了痛苦，不适合任何人健全，不适合任何。心智健全的绅士居住 Antium Asukam Lokam 至尊人格守神宣布说这个世界短暂而且又充满了痛苦一些哲学家特别是 Mayavadi 假象中哲学家说这个世界是假的但是我们从国家梵歌中可以了解到这个世界不是假的而是短暂的短暂的和假的之间是有区别的这个世界是短暂的但有另外一个世界是永恒的这个世界是痛苦的但另外一个世界是痛苦的。
Finished?
No. 阿朱呢对于圣洁的皇室至尊主也对他这样说为我做奉献图赶快回归家园回到守神的身边。没有人应该留在这个充满痛苦的短暂世界里每个人都应该依偎在至尊人格守神的怀抱里。使自己变得永恒的快乐，为使至尊主做奉献服务，是解决各阶层人士所具有的一切问题的唯一方法。因此，每个人都应该培养意识的知觉，使自己的生活变得完美。
Om Gana Timiranda Syaganandana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya ManobhistamStapitam yena bhutale, swayam rupa kadamayam, tadati swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Uta Padakamalam, Shri Guru and Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sajajatam, Sahagana Raghunathanvitam, Tam Shajivam, Sadvetam Savadutam, Parijana Sahita, Krishna Chaitanya Devam.Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vishnupadaya Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Vanshakalpa Dribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. So the previous verse, Krishna was saying how anyone, even low-born people, you know, he rescues, he doesn't discriminate.
那在前面一个世界里面呢, Krishna 讲了, 他不做任何的分别心, 即便是不生地等的人也是。
But here he's saying the saintly people and the, you know, the pious kings, they have even a better chance.
这里面就讲到了这些, 圣洁的人, 圣洁的国王们, 他们更好的机会,
provided they engage in devotional service, that's something. Not just by birth. Not by low birth is anyone condemned, and not by high birth is anyone blessed. They have to take to Krishna consciousness, and then it doesn't matter what their background is.
对，无论这个人他到底他的出生会是什么样子，无论他是低等的出生还是高等的出生，但是每一个人呢，他都应该去从事奉献服务。
So Krishna is saying, you know, we want to get out from this temporary miserable world.
那 Krishna 就说了，如果你要是想要摆脱这个非常痛苦的物质世界的话。
In another verse, he's mentioning that this is the nature of the material world. He made it that way. It's temporary and it's miserable. Here he's saying it's miserable for all of nature, for everyone.
这边就讲到了，对于每一个人来说都是完全的痛苦的。
But so many people say, no, no, I love this place. I can enjoy it.
但是有很多人他却说不不不，特别喜欢这地方，在这儿乐在其中了。They
can't see, they can't even think ahead that whatever pleasure they have is not going to last very long.
但是他们没有办法看他们所经历的任何痛苦，任何的快乐其实都不能够持续很长时间的。And
even whatever misery they have, that also won't last very long.
That also long last or not long last?
Everything changes all the time.
Okay,那么就即便是他们的这个痛苦呢，其实也不会恒长不断的，因为所有的事情呢都是在不断变化之中的。So
devotees, you know, spiritual-minded people, they don't get attached to particular conditions. They don't get overjoyed if, you know, things are materially auspicious, and they don't get depressed if things are not.
所以，作为一个有灵性智慧的人呢，处在灵性中的人呢，他就不会被他所处在的各种各样的状态所打扰。无论是他处在一个喜乐的状态，他也不会去起伏。那么，对于一个他所处在的痛苦的状态呢，他也不会有所感到难受。
Even I just saw somebody was saying modern mantras.
那即便我刚才看到了，就是有人会念一些这个现代的曼陀罗。Because
so many people in the world have been reading Bhagavad Gita, and you know, hearing from devotees, so words like karma and mantra and all these things are very common words.
因为在这个世界各地呢，都有很多人会听到奉献的话，然后呢，也可以阅读佛经上说，所以说呢。
Somebody complained?
No.
Just... So, guru, all these things, but they have a guru, financial guru, or... Anyway, they're just saying that the modern mantra is to think this is now. You know, whatever the situation is, this is now, but it's not going to be permanent. That's the idea.
对，当下时下特别的流行的一个曼陀罗就是及时行乐，就是享受当下。 因为这个所有一切呢，就是现在拥有，它不会恒常在的。
Now it's hot, you know, people start to think it's too hot, right? Summer.
但不是现在大家会觉得太热了，因为现在是夏天。
But wasn't very long ago it was too cold.
但是在没多久之前还特别冷呢。
We have to live with it and just carry on with our, even material people, ordinary people have to carry on with their life, their work.
那所以说呢，即便是这些物质主义者呢，也不必须要让，就是一直就在这样的这种变化的状态下去生活，也虽然是在需要工作。
Carry on with their life.
Sorry, I didn't hear it clearly.
Devotees, we also, we just carry on. We do our devotional activities no matter what.
Okay, 那么这个奉献者呢，也一直会接着过我们的日子，但是呢，我们所过的日子的内容呢，是继续的去从事我们的奉献服务。
Like we have a Gaurangi Dasi there in Dongbei somewhere.
比如说东北的某一个地方的一位 Mataji， 他的名字是 Gaurangi Dasi。
So the first time I met her, the devotees told me how, you know, she had some operation and it didn't work, and now she can't sleep and even eat or anything. And I was thinking, well, maybe she'll be very unhappy, you know.
那就在我第一次见到她的时候呢，有一些奉献者就跟我讲，说她刚刚经历了一个手术，而且呢，这个手术也不成功，她现在睡不了觉，也什么都吃不下去。我在想，那她肯定觉得自己的日子过得很苦。
So I was thinking when I visit her, you know, how will I be cheerful and make her feel better or something, you know? But then when I came in, she was so happy.
所以当时那会儿我还没有见到她，我只是听说她，所以我在想，那我如果是见到她的话呢，我一定要想办法开心。可是等我见到她的时候呢，我发现她是一个特别特别开心的人。
And somehow she was just chanting all the time.
她呢，就是在那儿一直在念诵。
And she couldn't sleep.So doctors were asking, why don't you die? You know, they thought she would die very quickly, but she's still living. So this is the devotees, you know, they don't get disturbed by, you know, if everything goes really good, they use it for Krishna, and if they lose everything, they use that for Krishna.
对的，这就是一位奉献者，他不会被任何事情所搅扰。如果要是一切都非常有序的进行的话，他就会把他拥有的这个事物用作对 Krishna 的服务之中。但是如果他要是处在一种不尽如意的状态的话呢，他也会一直都会把他这种状态去用作对 Krishna 的服务。
The material world is temporary. Like in the 12th canto, they have the one chapter called the Bhumi Gita. Mother Earth is speaking. Bhumi Devi.
那么因为这个物质世界呢，它本来就是一个非常短暂痛苦的地方。圣严菩萨瓦藏的第十二篇里面有一段被称为叫 Bhumi Gita， 就是
说
对地球母亲 Bhumi 之歌。
She's telling history of the planet, you know, how so many things have come and gone.
她在讲述这个星球的历史，如何做的这些事情来了又走了。
So many big, big kings that were so powerful, but now nobody knows who they were.
比如说当时有这么多的这个非常的神勇的这个国王们，可是现在他们都离开了，也没人知道他们。
And now, you know, different, like, politicians come into power and go away so fast, nobody knows even the last year's champion.
那比如说现在呢，就是这些这个运动冠军呢，还有就是这些这个政要人物呀，他们也都是非常快的可以走了。你现在甚至记不得去年的冠军是谁。
But when Yudhishthira was asked, what's the most amazing thing?So the most amazing thing is that in the history of the world, everyone has died.
那么这个尤迪士尔王子就问 什么是最让人惊叹的事？最让人惊叹的事情就是在这个历史的长河中，所有的人都会死。
But still, people are thinking they're living like I'll never die. They're just enjoying like anything. And thinking I don't need God, I can just enjoy. I'm not going to get old, even though some people think.
但是呢，大家所活着的这种心态呢，依然觉得虽然大家都死了，可是我是死不了的。所以呢，我就一直要去过着非常的享受的这个物质为倾向的这样的生活。
So like Srila Prabhupada, when he was in his last days, he said, you know, he was so weak and he said, don't think this won't happen to you.
所以Srila Prabhupada在他最后的这个日子里面，他呢就说他感到这个病得很厉害，而且身体很弱，然后就对奉献者们说，你不要认为这样的事情不会发生在你们的身上。
And probably none of us really believed it. It would.
None of us would believe it would.
Devotees were, you know, 30 years old at the most. They were not really, how could we think what it would, that was going to happen?
那么当时呢，因为都处在比较年轻的一个状态，于是可能当时大家并没有真正的想这样的事情怎么不会发生在我们的身上呢。
But then Prabhupada, at the same time,You know the story in the Bhagavatam of King Puru.
然后在这个《圣解摩迦瓦坛》里面有一个关于布鲁王的故事。
He got cursed to get old.
那他就得到，他就得到了一个让自己身体变老的诅咒。
He was a young, lusty king with a beautiful young wife.
那么当时呢，他是一个。非常年轻的国王，而且呢，他有一个非常美丽的妻子。
He got cursed, he'd be old right away.
但是呢，他当时就得到了一个诅咒，就是他立刻就会变老。
So he got really worried and he begged, please, please, you know, how can I get out of this?
所以当时他就特别的担心，他就在想，他就在这个祈祷，求你能不能让我摆脱这样的诅咒。
So he told him,If one of your sons will trade and he'll become old and you can be young, then you can be young and enjoy life.
那所以呢，当时给他的一个办法就是，你可以去跟你的其中的一个儿子去商量，然后呢，儿子把他的这个年轻呢给你跟你换，也就变成了年轻的，然后儿子呢就变老了，然后这样你就可以继续的去享受生活了。
So he asked his different sons and.They didn't want to do it.
所以可以去问他那些不同的儿子们，这些儿子们呢就不想和他换。
One had a good reason because he was practicing, you know, some kind of spiritual life. And he wanted to finish it up. But anyway, the youngest son, he agreed. His main concern was to please his father, so he became old.
So the first part you said that one of them had a good reason about the spiritual thing, that is the youngest son or not?
The youngest son agreed that he would become old and the father could become young.
Okay, 那么反正呢就是这个国王的最后一个儿子呢，他因为就是为他的父亲担心，所以呢他就答应了他的儿子的这个请求，所以呢他就让自己变老，并且把他的年轻换给了他的父王。
So the father was very happy andHe lived long years of sense gratification.
所以呢，这位父亲呢就特别的开心，所以呢，他就又过了好多年的感官享乐的生活。
Finally, he realized this is stupid.
后来，他就真正的意识到了这个太蠢了。
So he gave back the son. He gave the youth back to his son.
所以呢，他就把他的这个年轻呢又还给了他的孩子。
He also gave that son his entire kingdom because that son was, you know, dedicated.
而且呢，就是因为这个孩子这么有奉献之情，所以呢，他把他的这个整个的这个王国都交给了。
So, one devotee, you know, he came to Prabhupada and he was saying, he read that story. He said, Prabhupada, I wish I could give you my young body, and you could, you know, I could take the old body. So he.
然后其中有一些，然后有一位奉献者呢， 他就读到了这个故事，所以他就来找释迦牟尼佛爸爸说呢，说爸爸，我特别希望我能够把我的这个年轻的身体换给您，然后呢，把您这个去老的，就是年迈的这个身体给我。
Prabhupada, he was completely honest. He didn't have any bodily concept of life.
但是释迦牟尼佛呢，他完全没有任何的躯体化概念。
He said, "We're all young."
他说我们大家都很年轻。
Because the soul never gets old.
因为我们的灵魂从来都不会变老。
So he wasn't thinking, you know, like normal people when they're crying when they're old, and even nowadays people are begging, please kill me, I'm suffering so much.
就比如说有些就现在的这些人们呢，他们有的时候呢就会为了这个受苦而哭泣，为了觉得自己变老了而哭泣，甚至有的人他会祈祷着，请你把我给杀了吧，因为我现在实在是太苦了。
Too weak to even kill themselves, you know.
Who?
People are so weak and suffering so much they can't even kill themselves and they're begging someone else please kill them.
对，那么因为这些人呢，他们实在是太软弱，但是呢又受了太多的苦，以至于软弱到根本就没有办法自行去了断自己的生命，而要去请求别人去结束他的生命。
That's because they're on the bodily platform, they're identifying with the body.
那么就是因为他们在这个躯体化的概念之中，他们认同于自个儿的躯体。
But we know in Bhagavad Gita the soul is, can't be, get old or get sick or get cold or get hot or get burnt or anything.
但是呢，我们在国家梵歌里面就知道了，我们的这个灵魂根本就不可能变老，然后也不可能变得这个怕冷或者怕热，或者说是会变得这个生病，根本就不可能发生这样的事情。
So now we're coming right to the end of this chapter
9. 那比如我们现在来看看这个第九章的最后这一部分。
It's a wonderful chapter. I was just telling someone that Prabhupada, the first lecture he gave in the Krishna Balaram Temple was from chapter 9 of the Bhagavad Gita.
那这是一个非就因为现在已经讲到了这个章的尾声，那么这是一部非常的美妙的章节。那么Srila Prabhupada在世的时候呢，他当时在这个Vrindavan 的 Krishna Balaram 庙里面就会讲述这个章节。
And he said that by reading this chapter, we can become free from envy.
他说呢，我们如果是阅读这个章节的话，我们就能够摆脱嫉妒。
So that would be a wonderful thing to be free from envy.
如果我们要是能够摆脱嫉妒的话，那可真是一件非常美妙的事情。
Of course, lust is the origin, but you know, our envious nature is what's causing all the trouble, all the fault finding, and all the quarrels between devotees, and, you know, it's because we're envious.
当然了，这个原初的这个问题啊，最头上的这个问题呢，是由于我们的贪婪。但是呢，就是由于我们所自在的这个嫉妒的这样的状态下，然后我们会导致各种各样的问题，导致奉献者之间的争吵。所有的这些都导致的。
Envious of devotees, envious of the rich karmis, and envious of everything.
比如说，你嫉妒奉献。
Really, we're envious of Krishna.
会嫉妒奉献者，然后呢，会嫉妒这个非常富有的这些 karmi 们，会嫉妒很多的事情。那最原初来讲呢，是嫉妒 Krishna.
And that's why we come to the material world because we're envious. We want to be the.
因为我们嫉妒 Krishna， 所以我们才会来到这个物质世界。
So, good idea to keep reading. I've been reading a long time, but I'm still envious, but not as much as before, maybe.
所以说我们有一个非常好的一个办法，就是一直不断的去阅读这章。那我虽然呢已经阅读这章读了好长时间了，可是我现在依然还非常的嫉妒。但是我现在可能这个嫉妒心呢不如重了。
And then this Nataji told me, someone asked Prabhupada, "What's the best chapter?" And Prabhupada said, "Chapter 9 is the best chapter."
那有些人呢就问释迦牟尼佛在这个国家梵歌里面最棒的一章是哪章，释迦牟尼佛说呢，这最棒的这一章呢就是第九章，也就是我们现在阅读的这一章。
And if we think back, you know, it tells us everything. It starts out, this is the Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam. It's the secret, topmost knowledge, and most secret information.
而且呢，在这第九章里面呢，其实是包含了所有的内容的。这是 Raja Vijay 和 Raja Guyam， 也就是说呢，这里面是最崇高的、最机密的知识。
And Krishna is giving it to Arjuna because he's not envious.
那么 Krishna 把他之所以会给予 Arjuna 的原因呢，是因为 Arjuna 没有嫉妒心。
Envious, we want to be Krishna.
我们的嫉妒心存在于我们希望能够成为 Krishna。
So if I'm envious of someone who has more money, the Krishna is the one who has all the money, all the riches. So I'm really envious of Krishna.
那所以说，因为我们如果是这个嫉妒于那些比我们更有钱的人的话，那么 Krishna 是最有钱的那个人。所以说呢 ，Krishna 就是我们嫉妒的那个人。
But Krishna is the most beautiful. He's the most famous. He's the most knowledgeable. But whatever you know, we see in others that we're envious. It's really a small bit of Krishna.
但是呢 ，Krishna 也是最美丽的，而且呢，也是最有这个才华的，这也是最有名的。所以我们在其他的人身上看到的任何的这些闪光点，其实都是只不过 Krishna 的一个小小的展示而已。
So there's so many important things in this chapter, you know, Ashwadana, Purusha, you know, if one is not faithful on this devotional service, then you'll have to take birth again and again in the material world.
对呢，在这一章
Mithu.
那么在这一章里面呢，有很多很多非常重要的内容。那么如果要是大家对这个奉献服务之途如果是没有信心的话，那也就意味着我们会不断的在物质世界来投生。
Have to come back to this world of death, Mithu Loka.
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part. Can you say it again?
It says, if we're not faithful, we have to come back in this world of death.
就是说如果我们要是没有信心的话，也就是会再回到这个生死轮回的世界里。
So we have to associate with faithful people and practice, and then go to Krishna.
所以我们就必须要和非常有信心的人去联谊。
Then Krishna explains how he's all pervasive and gives so many examples, and how he's aloof from everything. Everything is in him, but he's not in it. So many wonderful information.
Really? 然后呢 ，Krishna 他又讲到了他是如何的这个处在所有这一切之中的，但是呢，他又不在这一切之内。所以呢，他给了我们很多的非常美妙的信息。
And so many things, and then he's saying how, you know, how the power of devotional service, and even if you fall down, Krishna doesn't care as long as one's sincere.
而且这里面还讲了，就是你只要去从事了奉献服务，如果是奉献服务中摔下来的话，也是没有问题的。Krishna 他不会在乎你所这个犯的这个错误，因为他所关心的唯一的一件事情就是你的真诚。
You know, Krishna doesn't envy anyone. He's equal to everyone.
而且 Krishna 呢，他也不会嫉妒任何人，他对所有的人都是平等的。
But if someone is devoted, then he favors, he likes to, because he's reciprocating.
但是呢，如果要是对于奉献者来讲呢 ，Krishna 呢就会对他更好一点，因为他会跟他有互动。
If we approach Krishna with love, he gives back love.
如果我们要是怀着爱去接近 Krishna 的话 ，Krishna 就会把爱给我们。
If we approach him with anger and greed or whatever, he comes on that way.
那如果我们是
fight with Krishna, he'll fight.
那如果我们要是这个贪婪或愤怒的这种心境去对待他的话 ，Krishna 他也会以这样的方式来回应我们。如果是我们想跟 Krishna 打仗的话呢，他也会和我们打仗。
And then he says how, you know, he's equal to everyone. He doesn't care about the birth. He doesn't care about all, you know, now there's so many smart kind of rules and caste systems and everything. But Krishna doesn't, that's nothing to do with Krishna.
然后 Krishna 他又讲述了他是如何的平等的对待所有的人的，他根本就不在乎这个人的出生到底是什么。那么现在呢，我们确实有很多关于等级制度之分的这样的事情，但是 Krishna 呢，他是不在乎这一点的。
And Srila Prabhupada fully realized that, therefore he could preach all over the world to any kind of people, didn't matter, and he could make them realize they're not the body, that they're spirit soul. And they could
而且 Krishna 呢，而且 Srila Prabhupada 呢，对于这件事情呢，他是完全的觉悟的，也就是这个原因呢，他可以在世界各地进行旅行，然后呢，他可以向所有的人进行传教，然后他可以把这个我们不是 这个物质的躯体，而是灵性的灵魂的这个概念呢，去告知所有已知到这个消息的人类能够觉悟到这一点。
And it's still going on because Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita is as it is teaching us, you know.
而且现在这件事情呢依然还在进行中，因为沙巴巴他所著的《薄伽梵歌》原意依然还在教会着我们。
All right, so we encourage everybody read the chapter over again. You've been hearing it, you know, every week for a long time now, right?
所以呢，我现在就非常的鼓励大家要不断。
33 verses in 33 weeks. You know,
现在我就不断的鼓励大家要继续阅读《薄伽梵歌》的第九章。那么，其实我们大家聆听这个章节呢，已经听了好长时间了。这里面一共是33个世界，也就意味着我们听了33个星期关于这个世界、关于这个章节里面的内容。
So let's see if there's any questions today or commentary.
OK.我们现在看一看，对于今天的这个讲座内容有没有重要的问题和看看有问题吗？麦玛姐。
Yes, we're a little late today, so maybe not so many tuned in.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes. Hey, Maji, how are you?
Hare Krishna, 听到吗？
听到，听到。
嗯，是这样，暂时我们还没有问题，稍等一下，然后上周的问题也都回答完了。
回答完了哈。OK, Maharaj, at this point we don't have any questions, and you finished the answer all of the questions from previous week.
We did. Great. Okay, so we can stop early, huh? Because I'm a little tired.
Okay, then why don't we start?
Odyssey and I went on Sankirtan all day.
Yeah, please, have some
fun. So, 谢谢 Suoyo no yo, we, we.
聚会的方式。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you so much for the beautiful lecture. 因为 Maharaj, 因为他今天做很多服务，所以现在。疲倦，所以呢，我们今天就不等大家的问题了。今天我们就把这个课就结束在这儿了。那巴哈马尔刚才说呢，说要做智慧的奉献者。那现在就这样啊。我们非常感谢咖啡圈的马尔给我们的精彩讲述，谢谢沙坪马尔给我们安排的这个平台。那祝大家，祝所有的奉献者今天在这个周五过一个非常有 Krishna 知觉的日子。Hare Krishna。